Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today as we continue on some teaching that I began just yesterday on an overview of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and their purpose. Why did God give His body spiritual gifts? As I shared on yesterday's broadcast, as we were just getting into the subject, Paul makes a statement in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, that first verse, and he says, "Now, brethren, concerning spiritual gifts, I would not have you ignorant." Put it another way, you know, I don't want you to be misinformed. I don't want you not to have understanding and knowledge about something very important that God has given to us. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, why? Have you ever thought about why God gave gifts to the church? Well, they're a demonstration of God's attributes, what He can do and who He is, a declaration to a sin-sick and dying world of His power, His love and loving kindness and mercy, which is reaching out to whomsoever will, who might come and freely drink of the waters of life. And so when we speak about God's attributes, we're speaking about the qualities that make Him God. And as we speak of them, and I was just starting to outline them, He's omnipresent, which means everywhere present at once. He's omniscient, which means He's all-knowing. And omnipotent, He's all-powerful. And I share just a little bit of Psalm 139, and I'd like to read those few verses again, found in verses 7 through 10. And David asked this question. This is such a beautiful psalm. He says, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." He's saying that God's Spirit is everywhere present. And of course, that doesn't mean that God is blessing everything going on everywhere. He's so grieved at the things that are happening around the world and in this nation as we're turning away more and more from the God who established this country. He's very grieved with some things, and the Holy Spirit is very sensitive. And that's all the more reason to make the Holy Spirit feel welcome and at home among us. I remember years ago we used to sing this song, "Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place." He wants to be invited. And you know, if we pause for just a moment and look at that term, holy, we call Him the Holy Spirit. What a beautiful descriptive term that is. It refers to purity and beauty, peace and loveliness. It is something of the very atmosphere and quality of heaven. The Holy Spirit ministers the richness of heavenly things to us and lifts us above this evil, darkness, and sin of this present age. So He's omnipresent and He's omniscient, which means He knows everything. He has all knowledge. The Holy Spirit's eternal. The triune God has existed forever. Through the word of wisdom or knowledge, we are brought into the supernatural knowledge of God. Just a little portion, just a little glimpse. This supernatural word, wisdom, or knowledge is given to us by the Holy Spirit through the eternal counsels of God. And if you've listened to the broadcast for any length of time, occasionally the Lord will give us a prophetic word. And what is a prophecy? It's simply something that the Holy Spirit planned to help us today somewhere back in eternity. Isn't that mind-boggling? He looked ahead at our situation, and he designed to bring comfort to us. Isn't that precious? We do not become all-wise or all-knowing like God. Of course, that I shouldn't even have to say that, but I want to, because he just shares a little portion of his knowledge, and he does that for his glory. He shares this little tiny piece of knowledge about something in the past or present or future with us so that we might receive needed help from the Lord, or give that to someone else. God's knowledge is like an endless set of encyclopedias, or perhaps in more modern technology, he's a master computer that has, you know, a hard drive that won't quit. he's beyond our understanding, his vastness of knowledge. And so the Holy Spirit gives us a, quote, word, just a little bit, a little detail from that vast store of knowledge, that vast ocean of information, to help somebody draw closer to the Lord. And beloved, this makes the gifts of the Spirit all the more the demonstration of his mercy and grace. Now, I want to pause for a moment, because as we consider the gifts, you might think you're already starting to disqualify yourself. You think, well, you know, that's only for ministers or pastors or teachers or those who are, you know, in leadership. That is not what the Word says, beloved. The Word says that we are all able ministers of the new covenant. In other words, we may not have a public position of fivefold ministry. We may not be preaching behind a pulpit. We may not be on the streets or in foreign countries, or in this country for that matter, among people groups ministering the word. That those spiritual gifts are not designed just for leadership. They're designed for everyone, every one of you. You may be a housewife. You may be a machinist. You might be, you know, work in agriculture, in the fields. It doesn't matter what you do, a bus driver, cab driver, a computer tech. If we've accepted Jesus, we are all ambassadors in our particular metron or place of influence and leadership. We influence people. People are watching us. They don't have answers. They're into drugs, alcohol, sex, relationships of all kind, all manner of perversion, just because they're desperately trying to find peace for their souls, which they will never find outside of God. And so, beloved, these gifts are for every one of us. And in fact, if you've walked with the Lord for a while, you may have been moving and experiencing God's spiritual gifts and not even known it. That's why Paul says, I don't want you ignorant. Have you ever had just a knowledge, an inner witness? Some might call it intuition. You just felt something was going to happen, or you kind of sensed danger or a warning. Beloved, that's the Holy Spirit communicating with you. So I want to, you know, as I said, demystify these spiritual gifts and be eager and open to the Holy Spirit to bring an added dimension and richness into your life. Now, even as I say this, I am not encouraging, how can I say this delicately, flakiness. if you've walked with the Lord for any length of time, especially if you've been in leadership, you've seen there are a lot of people out there that attempt to be very spiritual, move in the gifts. Brother Glass used to call it coffee table prophecy. You know, they'd minister around the coffee table in homes. But in fact, I remember one lady actually told Brother Glass, well, God told me not to do it in the service. Well, beloved, that's against the word of God. It's to be in the congregation of the saints. Now, I'm not saying God cannot move outside of that, but I'm saying God wants us balanced. He wants the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, moderation, temperance, wisdom, because anything that the Holy Spirit does will not bring reproach to the name of Jesus. And unfortunately, a lot of people in zealousness and ignorance go off and do foolish things in the name of the Lord, or say foolish things that are really, they're trying to, you know, give a quote word. But beloved, it always must line up with the Word of God. There's never any contradiction to the Word of God. And so these are the guidelines that we have to walk by, that it is the Lord reaching out, because there have been errors, because there have been excesses. Many ministers have just backed away from the moving of the gifts of the Spirit because of error, and those that have fallen and you know, been a reproach. But beloved, that does not invalidate the genuine gifts of God. As we go into the Word of God, we can see how God moved in supernatural. Just, I'm thinking right now of Paul. Remember when Saul, he was still persecuting the Christians? He was knocked off his horse, blinded for 3 days. God spoke to him. He said, go. He was going into Damascus. He spoke not only to Paul, but he spoke to an unknown Christian. It doesn't say he was an esteemed rabbi. He was just a guy named Ananias. And he said, he asked Ananias to go and, you know, lay hands on Paul, that where he would receive his sight and receive the Holy Spirit. And Ananias says, you know, I've heard about this guy, Saul. And he said, don't worry, he's a chosen vessel unto me. So this is the only time we hear of him. But you see, God used this brother in a powerful way to begin the ministry of the great apostle Paul. So beloved, you never know your word to someone. You might never see them again, but what you do in the name of the Lord could forever impact their eternal destiny and the lives of multitudes. You never know who's going to be another Billy Graham or another Spurgeon or a Finney. God has always anointed his people to share the word of the Lord, but I want you to know you are important to God. Well, my goodness, my time is getting away, and we haven't even gotten to I'm still on talking about his God, attributes of God. So we're going to take some time on this subject, and I just hope that you can be with me as we go into God's Word. Again, thank you so much for listening. I encourage you to tune in tomorrow, and if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you so much for your prayers, and if the Holy Spirit is moving on you to write or share a financial gift, please do so. You'll be blessed. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,